BlogTalkLive.com.
Live 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control and literally bring up anything, political, personal, whatever it is that's on your mind goes here on Free Talk Live. And we're here six nights a week, as a matter of fact. So join us for every single one of those nights. And don't forget, you can log on and get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. There we've got the bulletin board system with literally thousands of posts, hundreds of people using the BBS there, interacting with one another. Everything from flame wars to intellectual repartee, it's all there for you. And it's free at freetalklive.com.
Just like everything at freetalklive.com.
Exactly right.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call 1-888-532-4604. Or log on at freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604, freestateproject.org.
Yes, indeed. And it's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And we've got a bunch of stuff that we want to talk about tonight, so if you don't call in and take control of the show, that means we've got to bring stuff up. First thing, fresh breaking news that we just literally discovered moments before going on the air here. It looks like a federal judge in Spartanburg, I believe Virginia, has ordered that an American citizen held as an enemy combatant in a Navy brig in Charleston should be released.
Hey, don't we have breaking news?
Or charged.
Don't we have breaking news music?
That would require me to do some actual prep, man.
You're supposed to have all this stuff ready to go.
You mean like this? All right. So U.S. District Judge Henry Floyd ruled today that the President of the United States does not have the authority to order Jose Padilla to be held. Jose Padilla, that's the first time I've heard that name in probably over a year or so.
He's been rotting in a brig for a while.
Yeah, as a matter of fact. We can get into the details there, but we know he's been held by the U.S. government since at least summertime of 2002. So almost 3 years in federal custody, now finally being ordered to either be charged or released, one or the other. The judge says that the president does not have the authority to order him to be held. If the law in its current state, this is the judge, by the way, if the law in its current state is found by the president to be insufficient to protect this country from terrorist plots, such as the one alleged here, then the president should prevail upon Congress to remedy the problem. In the ruling, Floyd said that three court cases that the government used to make its claim did not sufficiently apply to Padilla's case. And, of course, there's that pesky Fifth Amendment in there as well, which gives you the right to, you know, have charges brought against you and have a speedy trial, et cetera, et cetera. I'm sure you could pull up the Fifth Amendment, Manwich, since you always have
absolutely
quick access
right
to it. Floyd wrote that in essence, quote, the detention of a United States citizen by the military is disallowed without explicit congressional authorization. Because the U.S. military just doesn't have that kind of authority.
Sorry, can't just go take...
Yeah, who is responsible for this? That's what I want to know. Who's going to be held responsible?
Nobody,
for
probably.
For violation of someone's constitution.
Likely
right?
No one will.
Right.
See, it should be the president because it went up to him, I guess his order, or he approved...
Jose Padilla should be able to
order.
Sue the president of the United States for a ridiculous amount of money.
The problem is even if he does sue, who pays for it?
We do.
You know?
Right.
I mean, if he's... Because of the... sovereign immunity.
Well, the
president
problem,
himself isn't going to be sued.
Right.
It's going to be the American citizens that are sued.
Now, I don't know where the whole sovereign immunity thing
came
from.
Did you want to hear the Fifth
Amendment? You know what? That's fine.
No, I get it. I mean, I do get it.
Well, no. Even if if it's the president's responsibility, then the American people should be sued at this point.
Well, I think
because
what should
the American
happen.
People elected someone who violated someone's constitutional rights. So, yeah, the American people should lose money at that point.
That's a good point. That's a good point. And also, what really the problem is the Constitution is just not being enforced.
Yeah.
There's no real provisions that I know of, at least, and I just finished up Michael Benart's book on the Constitution. There's nothing in there that says, well, here's what the penalty will be if you violate the Fifth Amendment or if you violate any, you know, clause in this Constitution. So even though it's quite clear that our Constitution has been violated not only in this case but in several other instances in the past, there's nothing that can be done about it. You're just the idea behind the Constitution is the checks and balances are supposed to prevent this sort of thing
right.
from happening, but if everybody ignores the checks and balances, then we're screwed. So why don't you read the Fifth Amendment, man? So just in case anyone out there doesn't know what it says, because most people probably don't.
No person shall be held to answer for a capital or otherwise infamous crime unless on presentation or indictment of a grand jury, except in cases arising in the land or naval forces or in the militia when in actual service in time of war or public danger. Nor shall any person be subject for the same offense to be twice put in jeopardy of life or limb, nor shall be compelled.
That's the double jeopardy clause, yeah, where you can't get charged again for murder once you already were found innocent.
Right. They should not be compelled in any criminal case to be a witness against himself or deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law.
That's the I plead the fifth portion, where right, you can't incriminate yourself. You can't be forced to incriminate yourself.
Or charged again if you were found guilty, too, as in that one movie right, with, what's her name?
Ashley Judd. That was, yeah, right, double jeopardy.
Not be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law, nor shall private property be taken for public use without just compensation. That's where it is. That's where it is. I've been looking for the eminent domain.
That's where it is.
Clause, and now I see it. It's in the Fifth Amendment.
And that, was that it?
That's it.
Okay. All right. So
just compensation.
Just compensation.
Now, wait, did that just a compensation?
And it says for public use.
Now, does that just compensation line, I mean, that seems like, does that apply to the a whole amendment? That just compensation line sounds like it also might apply to the other
I don't think so. No, there's a semicolon. There's a semicolon that then, and then it says, nor shall private property be taken for public use without comma, without just compensation.
Okay.
So it appears to only apply to that final portion there. Anyway, getting back to the order by this federal judge, Floyd wrote that because the government had not provided any proof that the president has the power to hold Padilla, he must reject the government's claim of authority. So just because they say, we can do it, but we can do it, we can do this, we're the government, that doesn't mean they can. That's what this judge is saying. To do otherwise would not only offend the rule of law and violate this country's constitutional tradition, but it would also be a betrayal of this nation's commitment to the separation of powers that safeguards our democratic values and individual liberties. Wow. A judge that actually sounds like he knows what he's doing.
Except for the fact when he said democratic values, but, you know, whatever.
Well, democratic values is different from claiming that it's a democracy.
That's true.
For the court to find for the U.S. government would also be to engage in judicial activism. This court sits to interpret the law as it is, and not as the court might wish it to be. Pursuant to its interpretation, the court finds that the president has no power, neither express nor implied, neither constitutional nor statutory, to hold Padilla as an enemy combatant. As a result, Judge Floyd ordered that Padilla be charged with a crime or released within 45 days. And of course, the government is expected to appeal the decision. So, what does that mean? Does that mean if the government files for the appeal, that means the 45-day thing is just kind of nixed, and then they get to take it up to the next level?
For however long it takes?
Right.
I don't know. It would seem like there's a court order here, and it has to be followed. 45 days. Let's go.
Even if there's an appeal made? I wonder about that.
I don't know.
If there's any lawyers out there, feel free to chime in. 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231.
Just 45 days seems to me like well more than enough time.
Yeah, I think a week would have been sufficient.
Well, no, what I'm saying is, okay, he makes 45 days. 45 days, if they appeal it, it seems to me like it would make sense that that appeal could be brought to court again well within 45 days.
I don't know. Maybe so. I mean, I think you might be right. Let me give a little bit of rundown on who Jose Padilla is, in case those of you out there listening don't know or might have forgotten, because he's been basically ignored for the past year and a half or so by our press. Actually, we'll come back with that. And if you've got comments, 1-800-259-9231. The man has been in lockup in a brig since 2002. It's now 2005. And now he might be getting released?
No grand jury, no nothing.
800-259-9231, this is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control.
For some time now, many people have heard of the benefits of Oregacin, Oreganol, Oregamax, and the many other health products from North American Urban Spice. Dr. Cass Ingram has stated,
extracts of wild oregano, notably the P73 oil, in particular the P73 Oregacin, completely obliterate the human cold virus in 20 minutes in one dose with a 100% kill.
Health and well-being can be achieved by using the all-natural Urban Spice products from North American Urban Spice. Call 877-817-9829 to order or ask for a free catalog. The oils, juices, and capsules manufactured by North American Urban Spice are from the finest raw materials in the world, which is why North American Urban Spice is recognized as the leader in natural herbal products.
The herbal medicine has the exact frequency, the exact chemistry to kill any germ.
Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and start down the road to herbal health. Herbs and spices or doctors and drugs, the choice is yours. Call 877-817-9829 to order your North American Urban Spice products today.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Attention parents. Congress wants to take away your parental authority. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. A new bill is about to become law, and unless we do something to stop it, it could eliminate your favorite show. All because Congress is offering to help protect your children. After Janet Jackson's costume accident, Congress got up in arms. They proposed $500,000 fines for broadcasters and on-air talent per incident of indecency. You are right to want to protect your children. I have three young children myself. But you don't want the government to choose what's appropriate for you or your family. There is programming that some families find objectionable that you, as a parent, may decide to use as the basis of a life lesson, a conversation with your children. At DownsizeDC.org, we believe that Congress must not meddle with your family decisions. This bill is in the final stages of becoming law. We must act now to stop it. You can tell your congressman you oppose this law by visiting DownsizeDC.org.
Are you and your family members getting enough minerals in their daily diet? Not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over one-third of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. Kids who may not be doing as well in school and having a hard time studying ought to be looking at a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration as the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies a day and a toll-free call for C-Minerals at 877-817-9829 and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost in the immune system. C-Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful and energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help from Minerals from the Sea. Call for C-Minerals today at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. It is the Monday night edition. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. So plenty of time for you to get on the phones and literally hijack the airwaves. Take control. Bring up anything, political, personal. You got an agenda that you want to push. You got something that's just been on your mind, something you want to get off your chest. We're here for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And again, you can get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. Sign up for the updates list. Just click updates. Maybe take you a minute or two to sign up. And from that point on, whenever there's some sort of news in regards to the show, we'll send it to you straight to your email box. And I can tell you that tonight there's going to be an update sent. I'm not going to announce what that is about yet, but there's going to be one coming out.
How many people on the updates list, do you know?
Over 220 at this point.
220. It's hard to imagine that people would sign up for the bulletin board and not sign up for the update because we have like 350.
Well, there's some people on the bulletin board that hate Free Talk Live, and maybe they're just not interested in the updates.
Okay.
I'm not suggesting that there's 100 people that hate Free Talk Live. I'm just suggesting that some people have different motivations. Some people want to be on a BBS.
and be in the forum atmosphere, and some people just want to receive news. And
there
that's the key difference, because we don't post news necessarily on the BBS.
Right.
So,
but we do post all the news articles that we read on the show.
That's true. So there's all kinds of different fun stuff at freetalklive.com. Be sure you check it out. So we're talking about a decision that apparently was handed down today against the United States federal government, and specifically the Office of the President, the executive branch, who has been claiming that they have the right to hold this man, Jose Padilla, in a Navy brig in South Carolina without charging him with anything. And according to...
They've been pretty successful for the last 2 years.
Yes, they have. According to... Well, that's because they can just do whatever the hell they want to until someone challenges it.
Right.
And finally, somebody got around to challenging this.
And it takes a while to challenge things in our court system.
Right. So this poor bastard on June... this is according to chargepadilla.org. On June 9th, 2002, Jose Padilla, a.k.a. Abdullah al-Muhajir, was transferred from the control of the U.S. Department of Justice to military control. Since that time, Padilla has been held in a Navy brig in South Carolina. Do you think that the Navy brig that he's being held in is like a minimal security kind of place like Martha Stewart was hanging out in?
I don't think so.
No, I don't think so either.
I bet it's a cesspool.
You mean there's no, you know, parks and benches around for him to kill some time on?
I bet he's lucky to get an hour out a day.
Yeah.
Padilla has not been charged with a crime and does not have access to a lawyer in his detention. It's a clear violation of the Fifth Amendment, probably a violation of the Sixth Amendment. It's also a clearly abominable violation of the democratic traditions of the United States. Again, this is all according to chargepadilla.org. Padilla has been accused of plotting heinous acts of terrorism, particularly the setting off of a dirty bomb. He's been accused of conspiring with members of Al-Qaeda and planning to scout for that terrorist organization using the benefits of his U.S. citizenship.
You know, if they can prove any of this,
yeah.
I really, really support him going to the prison for the rest of his life.
Yeah. But, I haven't bothered to attempt to even prove it.
And I kind of understand why they wouldn't bother to attempt. I mean, I do get it. I do get it. I do understand why they would.
Explain it to me.
Well, they would imagine that they're going to jeopardize whatever case they may have against, you know, informants that or people that he is informed on, or you know, maybe they're going to work up the line or something like that. I mean, if you can grab the low end drug dealer off the street and then not charge him with anything and not give him a trial and not air out any dirty laundry in that trial of all the information that you've gleaned on the drug network of which he is a part, then you keep your operational security intact.
Oh, well, then you could just move over to Russia or some other country where they have the ability to do that.
I'm just saying.
Or, you know, I can also understand, you know, I can understand this logic. I don't necessarily agree with it, but that there may be some people, you know, there may be some people in the upper echelons of our government and whatnot who just, they have information, you know, whatever information where they know that this guy is guilty, but they can't prove it. You know, so they don't want to jeopardize losing him and having him leave the country and go out and become a terrorist again. So instead, what they're doing is just they're holding him, you know, not charging him because they don't want it. They know they don't have the evidence, and they will lose him if he does end up in court.
Okay, that sounds nice and everything, but as I recall, when Jose Padilla was picked up, and it says here that where he was picked up at an airport.
Mm-hmm.
He was not arrested, you know, over in Afghanistan with weapons or threatening anybody. He was picked up here in the United States. Now, if it was true that they were using him to kind of hook into the larger underground network of Al-Qaeda, et cetera, why wouldn't they just tail him? Why wouldn't they just follow him, track his movements, find out where he goes, who he meets with? They didn't bother to do any of that.
Well, under that,
far as I'm concerned, you can just throw those arguments right out the window.
Well, no, under the you can't throw those arguments out the window.
Yes, you can.
Because
they should have followed him around if he indeed was worth
something. What they should have done and what their operational rules were at the time, their operational rules were, we're going to grab anybody who you know, stinks of terrorism, we're going to toss them in a brig, and we're going to figure out what's going on with them 2 years later. So they grabbed him.
I don't believe that.
That's what they were doing.
They grabbed it out 2 years later?
On 9/11, they grabbed just a whole bunch of people.
Right.
They released most of them later. You know, I don't know of any that are kept currently. I mean, Jose Padilla is probably
one of the
longer.
He's the only one that we know of, really. I mean, there have been a couple other names that have come out, but Jose Padilla is the only one that has really been getting any press attention. For all we know, they've got another 1,000 people that they've taken off the streets, and just nobody's talking about it. None of their names have been released. They probably
I doubt it.
They probably went and grabbed another another 500 people and then realized, hey, maybe we shouldn't release their names. That way we don't have all this bad press attention. We'll just hold them in the brig and no one will know.
Well, their moms, their dads, their brothers, their sisters, their husbands, and their wives would probably have something to say to the press, and the press would
keep
that up.
They might have something to say, but how are they going to know that they were arrested for... For all they know, they just disappeared. See what I mean? They could have picked them up on the way to work or something like that.
Could be missing
persons cases all around the country.
I doubt it. I mean, it just seems like the press would be all over that.
I don't know, dude. The press seems to not bother to do any sort of investigative
journalism. Enough people
with
enough Arab-sounding names disappear. I'm sorry. That doesn't make any sense.
All right.
But it's possible, certainly, but it's not likely.
Well, anyway, if that was their method of operation, just to round people up and throw them in brigs, then it certainly isn't the best way to do things now, is it?
I agree. It's unconstitutional. We read the Fifth Amendment just a few moments ago, and it doesn't fit by the Fifth Amendment, and I think that the government should abide by the Constitution because, well, those are the only rules we've got. So,
and they're there for reasons.
I'm just saying that I understand why they would have done it. I think that it's reprehensible that they would have, but I understand why they would have.
All right, fair enough.
Not like I agree with it or concur with it or anything like that. But I think if Jose Padilla did, in fact, conspire to set off a dirty bomb inside the United States, he should go to prison for the rest of his life.
I'm not a fan of conspiracy charges.
I really
don't think that you should be able to charge anybody with a conspiracy to do anything.
If he went about procuring items to set off a dirty bomb, I'm fine with it.
Hmm.
If police are able to track somebody down before they commit a crime,
mm-hmm.
I mean, you wouldn't convict those 13 guys that hijacked the planes on 9/11. You wouldn't convict them of conspiracy if you got them on 9/10.
I'd convict them of hijacking a plane.
Well, they hadn't hijacked a plane yet. If you found out that was in fact what they were going to do, though.
No,
I mean,
there'd be no way. No, this is like getting into the Minority Report movie with Tom Cruise, where they are convinced that
pre-crime,
they know exactly.
It works.
Right. Have you seen this movie?
Yes.
Okay, well, then you know you're familiar with the concept then. In the movie, they have these visionary beings that can...
Precognitives.
Precognitives that can tell when somebody's about to commit a crime, so therefore they can arrest everybody before they actually commit their crime. That's what you're arguing for, and I think there's a real problem with it. 800-259-9231.
You're nuts.
I think you're nuts. If you want to comment, 800-259-9231, or change the topic completely, that's why we call the show Free Talk Live.
You've heard about PAWS from BioWax International and its Bubble Up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses Bubble Up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Tall tails and a long nose taught Pinocchio to let his conscience be his guide. But when I come back, I'll tell you who keeps cars on the straight and narrow.
Why should you choose Royal Purple Fully Synthetic Motor Oil? Performance. Royal Purple delivers that seat-of-the-pants feeling of performance, plus better gas mileage and fewer oil changes. Want proof? Go to RoyalPurple.com to verify independent test results. It's no wonder among America's top engine builders, 7 out of 8 choose Royal Purple. Make Royal Purple your choice at Pep Boys, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and RoyalPurple.com today.
Your car's no Pinocchio, but it does have a conscience. All new cars now come with a moral compass called the OBD2 computer. This onboard diagnostic system monitors functions from engine performance to anti-lock brakes. When something goes wrong, the system illuminates the check engine light faster than you can say Jiminy Cricket. And I'm not pulling your string. Yellow means get help soon, but red means pull over now. Just as Blue Fairy made Pinocchio a real boy, your car's real problems are picked up by OBD2 and brought to life by the tools of your technician. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. Brought to you by Royal Purple Synthetic Oil, the performance oil that outperforms. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. The Monday night edition of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And literally anything goes. Political, personal, whatever's on your mind, you can hijack the airwaves. Just dial us up, 800-259-9231. And log on at Free Talk Live. Excuse me. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Or find more info.
Find more, yeah. There's good stuff at freetalklive.com, including the archives. Last 6 days' worth of the show, fully archived and described right there on the front page of the website. There's no need to lay down any cash for these archives. They're on the house.
You don't have to enter your credit card number or anything.
Nope.
I was thinking about that today, actually, this evening, the switching around the log-on expression with, maybe like... Get more info.
Right.
Or,
get interactive. That's my favorite.
Get interactive is, jack in. You could do that one.
Yeah, okay.
But
jack on. Then you have to jack. Never mind. 1-800-259.
I got an FCC story for you.
I know you've got an FCC story, and we're going to get into that. But first, I wanted to completely hash out this whole pre-crime idea, the conspiracy idea. I don't like the idea that we can charge people with conspiracy to commit murder, conspiracy to deal drugs, conspiracy to be a terrorist. I don't see how, no matter how much evidence you have pointing to the fact or the allegation that somebody's going to do something at some point in the future, that you can charge them with a crime.
Can we charge George Bush with trying to create a global empire? Sorry.
Not successfully, no. Here's my point.
Okay.
If Jose Padilla, if in your world, twisted and sick as it is, if Jose Padilla he's going to set off a dirty bomb. Let's imagine that in fact he's guilty, which he hasn't gotten a trial. Mm-hmm. We can't say he is. Maybe he is. Maybe he's not. Let's say he was going to make a dirty bomb. Procuring all the items, especially in your little libertopia, would be legal because, God knows, you'd make it so that uranium could be sold in vending machines on the street corner.
You'd be very able to get silly,
plutonium
man.
223.
Who on earth would want to create a vending machine that sells uranium?
I'm just making it clear that you would not limit the use of any ability to procure any substance.
They're too malicious.
No, I wouldn't personally limit it, but the market would.
Listen, so it wouldn't be illegal for him to procure the items to make a dirty bomb.
All right.
And it wouldn't be illegal for him to carry around the dirty bomb, say, into the Super Bowl. Nothing would be illegal until he actually detonated. Because probably in your little libertopia, it wouldn't be illegal to turn on a dirty bomb. It would just be illegal for that dirty bomb that you made to be detonated. So 45,000 people, that's a small stadium, by the way, 45,000 people would have to die in smoking ruins before you could charge Jose Padilla. That makes you, my friend, a madman.
As far as I'm concerned,
it makes you a blazing moron. I'm sorry. If the guy says,
I'd rather see 100 guilty men go free than one innocent
man go to
prison.
You're a jackass. If the guy says, I'm going to build a dirty bomb, and he takes actions to build that dirty bomb, most conspiracies, I would say the conspiracy charges actually in most states have to do with setting about doing something illegal, not actually talking about doing something illegal. Not just chatting with your friend at a bar after 9 beers saying, we can roll the dirty bomb and blow up the Super Bowl. Not that. That's not illegal. It's the
How do you
setting
know that?
Up. It's Basically, it's not.
Oh, well.
I can tell you in the state that I'm in. Now, I haven't read the conspiracy charges in all 50 states.
Wait till you hear what this kid was brought up on terrorist charges for later on in the show.
I wouldn't doubt for a moment that the United States government oversteps its bounds on a regular government.
That's the problem with these bounds, is they get overstepped all the time, and then innocent people like you and I end up in prison.
Not if innocent people like you and I are going about building dirty bombs.
How many of them have been set off in the past 25 years?
That doesn't, and the 9/11 incident proves that just because nobody ever flew two jumbo jets into the largest buildings in our planet, the largest buildings in our country, doesn't mean that no one will ever do it.
You know, I wish one of our...
And, you know, another thing, another point that I'd like to bring up on this is we've had the whole argument where, okay, someone sets up a cannon pointing at someone else's house, right? Mm-hmm. You know, obviously, we've talked about, you know, the libertarian view is that's okay, as long as that person isn't consistently making a threat. Like, I'm going to shoot my cannon into your house. Well, okay, if someone builds a dirty bomb, okay?
With a can of Schlitz in their hand.
First of all, with a dirty bomb, you've got uranium, so you're already violating other people's property rights because uranium's so radioactive that you're threatening other people's lives just by transporting the stuff around. So, therefore, a dirty bomb, that already couldn't happen in a libertarian society.
Is that right? I thought a dirty bomb was where Christina Aguilera pops out with her band and start singing.
Something like that.
Clunk.
That was bad.
No, that was that joke, actually. It was a dirty bomb.
Right. Thanks.
But
I didn't realize it was a nuclear thing. Because, actually, I wish we had one of our BBS users call in.
It's not a fission bomb. It is nuclear material. It's just basically take a bunch of nuclear dust and throw it in the atmosphere. Just throw it on people.
Gotcha.
Now... So, of course, it's radioactive, so you got that problem. But the second thing is I'm sure you could look into whoever's background, you know, whoever decides to build a dirty bomb, and you would probably find enough information to say that that person having a dirty bomb constitutes a threat because they've made threats against the United States in the past.
Threat of force, I don't have a problem with that.
That's what a conspiracy charge is.
No, it's not.
Yes,
I don't believe that it is.
Now, in some cases, like in drug conspiracy charges, it's not a threat of force because they're vice crimes. Mm-hmm. But a conspiracy charge is a threat of force. You went about committing a crime. Not you talked about committing a crime.
Well, now, going about building a bomb isn't necessarily a threat of force. It could be just you
maybe
just want to build a
hobby?
Bomb. Yeah.
It's a hobby that ought to be illegal.
Well, sorry. So, wait, what about building a gun? What about building a firearm?
Oh,
what's the use of a dirty bomb?
Oh, God.
You know, that you're talking, I mean, you get into that, you know, why can't United States citizens have, you know, our Constitution says that we have the right to bear arms to protect ourselves, possibly from our own government.
I'm sorry. I am a big proponent of the Second Amendment, but
you think it's gone too far in this case,
it's
huh?
too far when you talk about American citizens being able to build nuclear weapons.
They're able
in
to
their
do it anyway.
Garages.
They're able to do it anyway.
They're not able to do it because the products are illegal and highly regulated,
actually,
which are things that you don't like.
There's a story about a high schooler who built a nuclear bomb because he scraped the stuff out of the fire alarms.
Really?
I would say that's a story.
Anybody who wants
there's nothing
to
nuclear
something.
In a fire
yes,
alarm.
There is.
What?
The radioactive element that scans for the smoke or whatever. There is something radioactive. There's like radon or something. I don't know what it is. But there is a small amount of radioactive material.
Anyone who's dedicated
enough...
Why don't
you send me an article on that?
Okay.
Anybody who's dedicated enough to being crazy and blowing people up is going to do it regardless of whether or not it's illegal or legal.
Look.
And who knows what...
That's a crazy argument. That's an insane argument. Look, if it was so that anyone who was dedicated enough to make a nuclear weapon would make a nuclear weapon, then in fact Iraq would have a nuclear weapon right now. But they don't. They've set about for the last 25 years. Excuse me, Iran. I meant to say Iran.
Okay.
For the last 25 years, they've been trying to build one, and they can't get it all together. They can't get all the parts and the scientists and the knowledge and the parts put together to make a nuclear weapon. And I'd like to keep it that way. Thanks.
I really find it hard to believe
this
that.
This is the kind of stance that makes libertarians look
I really
nuts.
Find it
By
hard
the way,
to believe.
Building a nuclear weapon, incredibly easy.
I don't believe it.
I find it hard to believe that your little regulation against sales of certain products is preventing Iran from getting nuclear weapons.
Then why don't they have them?
90, how do you know they don't? 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi. all water isn't the same. Scientific research in the past two decades which studied water has produced some startling new information. Water is not just some simple liquid that we happen to drink. Because our body is composed of 75% water, drinking energized water adds pure light frequency that can help cleanse and help alleviate most health problems. AquaNorthwest.com carries a full line of products that will increase the water's energy by creating a positive spin and revitalizing water in a higher vibration state. For example, AquaNorthwest.com offers an energy gel mug. Simply place any liquid in the energy gel mug and in just minutes your water is positively charged and ready to enter your body in the most impressionable state. You've all heard about products that energize your water. Don't be fooled by imitators. Visit AquaNorthwest.com and learn more about the benefits of positively charged energy water. Call 888-7-AQUA-NW. That's 888-727-8269. Or visit AquaNorthwest.com.
If you're $10,000 in credit card debt or more and are making minimum monthly payments but getting nowhere, Debt Relief USA has the answer. Call 1-800-516-6567 now. Debt Relief USA has ways through special programs to reduce your principal and interest. You may qualify to reduce your credit card debt as much as 75%. Just call 1-800-516-6567 for a risk-free debt analysis. Stop losing sleep over annoying, harassing phone calls. Don't even consider bankruptcy until you know your options. We cannot help unless you call 1-800-516-6567 today. Our debt relief specialists understand and know the answer to getting you out of credit card debt fast. Just one call will put your life back on track. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call for a free debt evaluation at 1-800-516-6567 for the relief you need. Debt Relief USA is helping Americans re-secure their financial future one client at a time, excluding Maryland and New York.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we are rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign every day? Well, over 6,000 members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or freestateproject.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, toll-free, 800-259-9231.
To show what a mad genius Johnson is, he just explained how to build an A-bomb during
off
the break.
Off the top of my head.
Off the top of his head, with right. Salad bowls. It's amazing.
Salad bowls and C4.
It's frightening.
It sounded believable to me. We can't, according to probably FCC law, we probably can't talk about it.
Thank God.
Right. Well, I just think that you're just always trying to protect people so much, Manwich, and you have to understand the crazy people out there don't care about your laws. They don't care about all the laws you've passed.
You know, the sad thing is I knew this information, the information that I know about building all sorts of explosive bombs when I was like 13. I read the Anarchist Cookbook off of BBS's when I was tiny.
Ah, yeah, so did I. Yeah
I mean, it's like, and that information is contained in the Anarchist Cookbook. I mean,
and it's still out there.
Yeah.
Hey, don't forget freetalklive.com, the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of women have sent their photo in. We put it up on the web. You can see it for yourself at freetalklive.com.
So although they've kept their photo for themselves.
Photo?
Did I say photo?
Almost.
All right, 800-259-9231. So we were talking about conspiracy charges, and I think that if you've threatened to use force against someone, then I think you might have a case. But if you're just building a bomb, that doesn't necessarily mean anything, in my opinion. So, and now
intend to do something with it, that's certainly a conspiracy.
If there's evidence that you're intending to do something, like, yeah,
that's
sure,
just conspiracy. Building, attempting to, getting the materials and building a bomb and having evidence of what you intend to do with it is a conspiracy charge. That's all you're saying is that I don't want conspiracy charges, but it's okay if all the elements of a conspiracy charge exist in the law.
I want to hear what other people think of this, because, you know, someone accused me on the BBS that when I'm on, the call rating goes down. I know it's Monday, so, I mean, that, you know, but we need more calls. Call it.
All right. 800-259-9231. Well, in the meantime, we'll talk about this story out of, looks like Clark County, Nevada, which is going to be a great example for you, Manwich, of how your little laws you're supporting are going to be taken to an asinine end. And as a matter of fact, a George Rogers Clark High School junior arrested Tuesday for making terrorist threats told Lex 18 News Thursday that the writings that got him arrested were being taken out of context. So do you think that the terrorist threats were him calling in bomb threats to the school, which would be considered a conspiracy? I mean, if you called in a bomb threat to someone, you're conspiring to blow something up.
But again,
I think if you use a threat of force against someone, that's basically using force against them. You're using a threat of force in order to scare them into doing something differently, right?
Yes.
So I'm with you on that one, Manwich, okay? But as far as just building something, or I don't think we should ban any parts or anything like that. Winchester police say William Poole, age 18, was taken into custody Tuesday morning. Investigators say they discovered materials at Poole's home that outlined possible acts of violence aimed at students, teachers, and police. So what do you think? Do you think that he had a little journal that said that he was going to kill his teachers, blow up the school?
Pictures of the science teacher with a knife in his head or something like that? Well,
yeah, you think that's what it was? Real threat kind of stuff like that?
I know the article.
As a matter of fact, Poole told X18 that the whole incident is a big misunderstanding. And he's probably telling them that from a jail cell, as we'll find out later on. He claims that what his grandparents found in his journal and turned into police. Dude, you're 18 years old. Time to move out. You got grandma and grandpa ratting you out to the cops? He's 18 years old.
He's 18 years old.
I'm just saying, he's in high school. I mean, many 18-year-olds that are in high school still live at home.
I know that. Get the hell out. You're living with grandparents who ratted you out to the cops. Grandparents found his journal and turned it into the police. It was apparently just a short story that he'd written for English class. He said, this is the kid that was arrested, he says, my story's based on fiction. Apparently, he's now facing a second-degree felony terrorist threatening charge.
Oh, my God.
He says, it's a fake story. I made it up. I've been working on one of my short stories, and the short story they found was about zombies. Yes, it did say a high school. It was about a high school overran by zombies. He wrote a zombie story. Even so, police say the nature of the story makes it a felony. Huh? These are the cops. Quote, any time you make a threat or possess matter involving a school or function, it's a felony in the state of Kentucky. What?
That's crazy.
Any time you make any threat or possess matter, the threat thing is not even a factor, because it's not a threat. It's a damn story about a bunch of zombies running overrunning a school. So apparently, any time you possess matter involving a school or function, whatever that means, maybe it's school function.
Sincerely hope that a jury of his peers in Kentucky will release this kid and exonerate the police to go enforce the law against lawbreakers.
Well, until then, by the way, the kid disputes that he was threatening anyone. He said this, quote, it didn't mention, listen to this education of this child. Poor bastard's obviously been going to government school. It didn't mention nobody who lives in Clark County. Didn't mention no principal or cops, nothing. Of course, if you read the actual English there, it really means that it did mention those things. But that wasn't what he was intending on saying. He kind of put the no's and nothings in wrong places.
Right.
Anyway, he made it clear that there was no name of a high school. It didn't. You know,
of course, he's brilliant, and he was doing that on purpose.
Yeah, maybe right. He says half the people at high school know me. They know I'm not that stupid or that crazy. On Thursday, a judge raised Poole's.
I can't imagine the grandparents find a short story and turn him into the police, though. It doesn't that seem strange?
That's what they said happened.
Well, that's.
I can't imagine it either, but apparently there's some real low-life grandparents out there.
Apparently.
Maybe they thought they were doing the right thing.
It's quite possible that this story is written by somebody who has an agenda and, in fact, just questions too thoroughly, you know, has a.
This story showing up on a television station.
I'm just saying that what if they just want to make the cops look bad? They're only taking the kid's side. You know,
I don't know. This quote from the cop sounds pretty bad.
Bizarre.
This quote from the cop sounds pretty damn bad. Anyone who possesses matter involving a school is a felony? What? They know I'm not that stupid or crazy, and on top of that, to add to insult to injury, the judge raised the kid's bond from $1,000 to $5,000 after prosecutors requested it. Telling you, the cops and the prosecutors are the bad guys. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
If you're $10,000 in credit card debt or more and are making minimum monthly payments but getting nowhere, Debt Relief USA has the answer. Call 1-800-516-6567 now. Debt Relief USA has ways through special programs to reduce your principal and interest. You may qualify to reduce your credit card debt as much as 75%. Just call 1-800-516-6567 for a risk-free debt analysis. Stop losing sleep over annoying, harassing phone calls. Don't even consider bankruptcy until you know your options. We cannot help unless you call 1-800-516-6567 today. Our debt relief specialists understand and know the answer to getting you out of credit card debt fast. Just one call will put your life back on track. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call for a free debt evaluation at 1-800-516-6567 for the relief you need. Debt Relief USA is helping Americans re-secure their financial future one client at a time, excluding Maryland and New York.
My doctor was truly amazed at the improvements my heart showed after my heart attack. Thank you, Cardivite.
I was having a hard time breathing and had to rest in the afternoons, but since Cardivite, that's all changed now. I've had chronic fatigue for 12 years now and decided to try Cardivite. Boy, it's improved my energy dramatically.
Cardivite. We all use Cardivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, Heart Drop 2000 presents Cardivite. Cardivite is an all-natural supplement which is made up of our own special blend of herbs gathered from many different parts of the world, specially designed to improve your health. Come on and care about yourself just a little more with Cardivite. You can find more information at www.cardiovite.us or call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
Cardivite is a natural thing.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. This is your show. You can take control anytime. Bring up whatever's on your mind, political, personal. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. We've got live streaming there, so those of you who don't have a local affiliate to tune into can just get online, freetalklive.com. We've got the broadband stream there for you, as well as the dial-up stream. So all one, we got two sizes that fit all, so get on there, freetalklive.com. Talking about this poor bastard in Kentucky, 18-year-old William Poole was arrested recently on terrorist threat charges. Not for calling in a bomb threat to his school, threatening the death of his principal or teachers or anything like that.
Writing a zombie story.
But for writing a story which involved zombies taking over a fictional high school.
He didn't his high school.
Yeah, he didn't even use his high school's name, which was kind of more fun. I mean, That way you can put real teachers in there and get
right.
them killed, which I'd understand even if he did that. It still wouldn't be a threat against anybody. But now he's in jail, and his bond has been increased from $1,000 to $5,000 because the prosecutors think that, what, he's actually dangerous?
This story is so crazy and bizarre. Like,
yeah.
I disagree with it so much that I question the story before I question
the facts. Here's another source for you.
I agree, because you know what? It seems to me to suggest that his grandparents sincerely think that this kid is a threat and probably went to the police and said, this kid really is a threat. He does dangerous things. He talks about dangerous things. He lives with us. You know, that the grandparents are behind trying to convince the police seriously that this kid is a threat. That's the only thing that I can think is going on here.
That's kind of the way I look at it. I mean, the fact that the grandparents turned him in makes me, it draws into question for me everything.
Here's
crazy.
Another version of the story that I found here during the last break. Winchester police have arrested a George Rogers Clark High School junior, whom they allege was in Kentucky, by the way. We thought it was Clark County, Nevada. William Poole, age 18, gives his address, was arrested at the high school on Tuesday, acting from a tip from a family member. Police reported that he was attempting to recruit a gang to take over the school.
What's that have to do with the story?
How could that be possible? That's what this story is saying. Now that he's attempting to recruit a gang to take over the school, the threat involved use of weapons, according to Purdue. He didn't have a gang, but he was attempting to organize one. Purdue added that no threat was made against any specific individuals. Principal Joan Atkins said John Atkins said he could not comment.
Wait. This to me sounds like in his story, when the school was being taken over by zombies, he needed to gather reinforcements.
Yes, he needed more zombies.
No. He needed to gather reinforcements to fight off the zombies so they could take back the school.
Oh, I get it.
That sounds like, you know, maybe that was part of the plot of the story, to me, anyway.
Yeah. Poole's bond was increased, as we mentioned, from $1,000 to $5,000 based on a prosecution motion. Atkins said he'd been unable to share some information with students and staff about the incident due to continuing investigation. Classes continued normally, and there have been no problems. And according to one of these people, we did not have any concerns that students had weapons at school. We don't know who's included in this. That's what we're working on, to see if there were other individuals involved. We're not sure that there are. So, I mean, it's still kind of a nebulous story, admittedly, but at the same time, now there's a recruiting the gang thing? What is this guy really? You think that's really possible, to recruit a gang of high school kids to take over a school? And for what purpose?
I have to say that we should just leave this in the hands of a jury of his peers, because this is such a bizarre story.
It's crazy, but it's showing you, man, where this is going, where these laws end up. They end up locking poor kids up in school for writing a zombie story. We're coming back with more. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. This is your show. Take control anytime. It's Free Talk Live.
If you're talking...